Here's some of Kennedy Malloy that you may not have heard before.
Want some performance never seen before on the job site?
Check out the latest from Milwaukee at your nearest authorised Milwaukee retailer.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
High drama here at Kennedy Malloy. We are in the midst of, a major hoo-ha. We have been to a long lunch. There's been an incident. More about that in just a moment. But we've got it under control, would you say?
No. Quite distressed.
All right. Hey, calm the farm, Kennedy.
Down.
We'll be right in just 1 minute. So much to get through on today's show.
There is,
show.
And it's a big show. And I was like, you know, raring to go on the show,
but
I still am.
And you're going
to
be fine.
There's great things to talk about today.
Luckily, we've got high-profile guests joining us. Andy Lee,
well,
True Stories
on
tonight. After a successful debut again for Series 2 last week. He'll be sliding in, and he'll have a bit to say about this as well.
Did I say we're going wild?
We are going wild. There's a couple of stories, and one in particular, which is a terrible, terrible story.
A big mistake in the veterinary world.
Let's just call it a bad day at the office. You reckon you're having a bad one?
Yeah, okay.
Well, let's spill a thought for this vet who may or may not have euthanized the wrong dog.
Oops.
Whoopsie. There you go. 7-Eleven selling alcohol. Is this the end of civilization as we know it?
They do it in the US,
is that the definition of your one-stop shop?
Yeah, we're finally catching up with the rest of the world.
Everything that's got. What's in a band name? What's your band called?
Highly Strung.
You know what's... Fitzy came in our office. You know what he thought your band was called?
What?
He goes, I just want to get to the bottom of Jane's band. What's it called? Is it Nocturnal Emissions?
Which I understand is a euphemism for something else.
Farting at night,
right.
I'd say.
Okay.
Anyway.
No, it's not that, Fitzy.
That was the first review you got, wasn't it? Nocturnal Emissions. Hey, we're going to ask, what's the best band name you've ever heard? What was your first band name?
That's a good
Could be
one.
Fun. It's right in the Triple M wheelhouse.
Crazy dudes in Perth. They've motorised a picnic table.
There's a bloke called Tim. We covered this story yesterday.
We did. We've got onto him.
And we're going to speak to him. We've tracked him down. We're going to speak to him. He was not over the limit. He may have been driving an unlicensed desk or picnic table, according to cops. And a black James Bond. Are we ready? Are you ready, Jane?
Well, you know I am, and I'm really advocating.
You love this Idris Elba
James
guy,
Bond.
Don't you?
I do. I do.
What is it about
And I
him?
Think it's time. Oh, he's hot. He's a great actor. And I think we're ready.
In that order?
Yeah.
All right. We are ready to go. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. It's going to be a massive show. Jane, how are you?
Well, I was really good.
Easy Tiger.
I was really good.
We're having good fun. Look, we say we often go out and have a long lunch. We actually had one today.
We did. And we thought, what a good idea. We haven't done it for a while. Let's
have
a bit of a lunch.
We'll have a chat.
I was toddling on my way back.
Minutes of the meeting. What have you done?
I had to stop for something outside of Triple M before I went in. I think I was actually looking for my pass to get inside the building.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll go with that.
All right. And came inside, left my phone outside on a table.
Now, that would last. Hello, Dave, by
How
the way.
Hi,
Dave.
Was it outside of this building?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Gone. Right, if
yeah, but you know what's really crazy when you're watching it move on Find My Phone?
I'm no kidding. You could track it.
Yeah.
It went to the police station at one stage. Now it's in a meth lab around the corner.
I thought it was in a police station.
Right.
But then it continued past the police station.
Oh, kept going.
So police have been informed. Cards have been cancelled. There's information
on your
phone. And
hey, look, I'm saying all I just want is the phone back. No questions asked. Drop it off in a paper bag to Julie at our front desk.
Yeah.
Won't push charges. Just give me my phone back.
And you think that's going to work?
I do.
No,
I think people
not.
Are very reasonable.
No, it's the last you've seen of that
really?
Phone.
Really? What
here's
else
my
are people going
to
do with a phone with a pink cover?
Who should I be worried? Is my name in
yes,
that
Yes, your
phone?
Name
oh,
is
what?
In that.
What? Kennedy? Am I under a nom de plume?
Yeah.
Am I under like Humphrey B. Bear or something? Am
you
I
literally
a
come
Mr.
out
Blonde?
Mick Malloy.
Oh, what? See,
you
this is
you
interesting.
Might get a few.
No, I told you Andy Lee's coming on the show a little later. We did this thing with Andy once. It was on the Triple M cricket. Where he brought it up for some reason. He said, who's the most famous person you've got in your phone?
Wow.
And I can't recall, but he had.
Oh,
who
yes,
was the golfer? Right. Who was the.
Adam Scott?
Adam, no. Jason Day.
Jason Day, yeah.
He had Jason Day. Now, who should be most worried? Let's pick a name, but say someone got into your phone right now and got into your contacts.
Yeah.
Go to the top. Who's the out there should probably be most worried?
Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, you got his number.
Oh, well, there's a prank call someone's going to enjoy.
Wow. What about you, Dave? What are you?
The most famous person I have, I think, was Billy Brownless from the Geelong Football Club. That's as good
Billy
as I got.
Billy, would you be good with that?
He'd pick up, I reckon. Billy,
what about you, Mick? Who did you say when that, on that day?
Just put them down, boys. Put them down. Yeah. We have a winner. Kerri-Anne Kenley.
No. Kidding, really?
I do.
Cack.
I do.
Actually, I think
I put that slightly above Russell Crowe.
It's Kerri-Anne Kenley, then Russell Crowe.
Sam, get in here. Sam, get in here. This is funny to do this.
Of numbers?
Sam Kavanagh, our producer.
Sam, your phone's stolen.
Hey, guys.
Sam, your phone's stolen. Yep. Who needs to be worried?
Well, I'm just going through here. I've got Brian Spears. That's Britney Spears' brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
A brother. Not bad.
And I do also have Hot Dogs, former Big Brother.
Hot Dogs, Big Brother contestant.
Got his number.
Wow.
That's a good one.
And did you tell me you got pocket dialed the other day?
I did. Really weirdly, it was pocket dialed by Kamal.
Get everyone in here. Let's go through this.
Oh, that's...
Whitney. Well, let's go with Whitney next.
Lucky
Whitney.
I had a few wines because I'm laughing.
Yes. Whitney, you lose your phone. Who needs to be worried?
Kelly Osborne.
Oh, that's good.
Good on you.
Yeah,
casually dropped that one in.
Yeah.
Sorry,
because you were famously PA.
Yes, I was famously.
And you were saying she was terrible to work for.
I was not.
I say that every time. You just you take the bait. You take the bait. Look, out of his trouble. James has joined us, the junior burger on the team. James, I have to ask, someone goes through your phone, they find it. Who needs to be worried?
Osher needs to be worried.
Osher Ginsberg?
Yeah.
Get out. Get out. Yeah. Osher Ginsberg. Are you okay,
that's
Jane?
Funny.
Are
I'm
you
not.
Gonna be all
I'm
right?
I'm gonna be a trooper because I am.
You're rattled. It's a big
I'm rattled and I realise now people would be texting me right now with their suggestions, but I haven't got my phone to read them.
Oh well don't worry
so,
about it.
So yeah, no.
Hey, well keep dancing on. I tell you what, you can give us a call, 133353. Who's the most famous person's number you've got in your phone?
That's a good
give it
idea.
To us or else we'll bat on. But
okay.
Let's just, are you okay?
Otherwise, look, I've prayed to St. Anthony. Usually that works.
Who's
but
St.
When,
Anthony?
Oh, he's the
got his
one
number?
You pray
I've got
to.
His number in my phone.
He's the one you pray to when you lose things.
You'll be right.
I'll be right.
So if someone wants to drop it off anonymously, you're happy for that to go to Jules here. So
totally. Or drop
South
it at
Melbourne.
Coles.
Right.
Do it, you idiots.
Come yeah, on, come you on. Don't come need on. It.
Get just off the bong and back. Give us our phone back.
Yeah, that's it. Who's the most famous person in your phone? 133353. We'll take your call. We're here thanks to Milwaukee's next breakthrough in power tool and battery technology.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Well, we're taking calls from people. We're trying to ask who's the most famous person's number that you've got in your phone.
Because I've had my phone nicked.
You had your phone nicked. Now, no one could get into your phone, which is, by the way, so it's useless to anyone because you
it
can't
is.
Get in. Because
you can't get into
do
it.
Do you have the fingerprint?
Yeah, I have a fingerprint.
You have the fingerprint technology.
Yeah.
Do you know, I told you once, I had the fingerprint technology on my last phone.
Yeah.
And I went on holidays and I put on so much weight that it refused to.
Did that happen?
It did.
Couldn't read your finger.
Couldn't read my
oh
finger.
Oh, my God. Aww. Now you've got the one where it only recognises your face.
My face.
Oh, yeah.
My retina. So if you want to use my phone, you've got to steal my eyeballs.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Good luck with that, everyone.
I don't know if that's a good idea. We said to Jane, you reckon Harvey Weinstein's probably the number that...
He'd be most worried at this stage.
He'd be,
Of all people, yeah.
So we're asking people, and it's a good question. Mm. What's the most famous person's name that you've got in your phone? I'll start with Ty. Ty, who have you got in your phone?
Mick, Jane, good afternoon.
Really? How are you,
yeah,
mate?
How are you?
I've got the Kennedy Malloy favourite, Mr. Andy Lee.
Andy Lee. Now, this is in honour of him because he was the first guy who were doing Triple M cricket one day and we all pulled out our phones and he had a couple. I think he had...
He had some good ones, actually. Yeah, well he's coming in. We can ask
name?
Him.
Taylor Swift,
Taylor
I think.
Swift.
He might have
Taylor Swift.
I think he had something
let's
very
ask him
highfalutin
when he comes in.
When he came in. Jason Day he had. So you've got Andy Lee's number. Why, Ty, do you have Andy Lee's number in your phone?
Well, he actually reversed into my wife's car while he was holidaying down in Rye.
That sounds like Andy.
That sounds right. Was his golf clubs in the back of the car at the time?
Well, it was actually, to his credit, he wasn't actually there. He left the note on the windscreen, just signed Andy.
Oh, he's too good,
so
this bloke.
There was no love hearts for anything, which was good. But
he is too good, this bloke. isn't he? Mm.
Gee, we'll ask him when he comes in because he'll probably have a few other rippers in there.
All right, yeah. We'll get him to give you a call when he comes in, Ty.
Yeah.
All right, we'll
thanks,
get him, we'll,
Ty.
Call, we'll get him to call you on air. Well done, Ty. Mark, who's the big knob? Who's the big name you've got in your phone, mate?
Yeah, g'day, guys. G'day. I've got the Toadfish.
From Neighbours?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a prize for
Ryan
Mark.
Maloney.
Ryan Maloney.
Ryan Maloney.
How come you've got Toadie's number?
Oh, he's my cousin.
Is he?
Yeah, of all the Neighbours actors, eh? I get
Oh, no, steady on.
No hotties. No.
I'm a big Toadie fan, Mark, got to tell you.
Yeah, the great mullet.
Nah, you guys are all.
I like Fat Toadie. Yeah, big Toadie.
Yeah.
Before he went on Light and Easy or something.
He's Light and Easy. That's Toadie. Who do you prefer? Toadie?
Big Toadie.
Big Toadie.
We all want Big Toadie.
Who likes Big Toadie?
Thanks,
hey,
Mark.
Hey, Mick's on the line. Mick, whose number do you have in your phone?
Hey, guys. Well, a little bit different to Toadie, but I have the lead singer of Whitesnake, David Coverdale. I have his number.
What?
Have you got that?
What's that all about?
David. Well, when they toured a few years ago and got backstage passes and just partied with the boys and...
You got the number. We're all familiar with Whitesnake, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
One of the great voices, David Coverdale, by the way. That's unbelievable, Mick.
Oh, that's probably your ringtone there, is it?
Yeah. I've got many of those ringtones.
I didn't see that one coming. David Coverdale from Whitesnake. We might have a clubhouse leader,
I reckon.
That's
very high there.
All right, I like it. Matt, who is it?
Yeah, look, I've got donuts on that one, but I reckon Mick's orchestrated this whole thing to get the newly single Yellow Wiggles number out of James
Bond. Oh, you want the single Yellow Wiggle?
Well, if you had that, you'd give it to me, wouldn't you? You'd set me up.
I don't know if I would.
How about a little Dentist Jane and a date and Robert.
A double date
with me and the Yellow Wiggle. Come on, Jane.
I think she's going to be with Henry the Octopus soon, so.
Oh, He's all hands.
Got eight of them.
Henry.
Okay,
you're in this round, Henry. Hey, Nathan, who have you got?
I've got Cam Ling and Nathan Templeton.
AFL footballers. Now, Cameron Ling's interesting because he has a massive crush on Jane Kennedy.
He does not have a massive crush on me.
I wouldn't
Don't
be
say
surprised.
That. Oh,
he
Nathan.
Told me privately one night.
Privately?
While we were doing, he said, geez, Jane Kennedy, you were with Jane. Is she pretty as she looks? Because I really have quite a thing for her.
Listen.
Cameron, aren't you married?
I'm sure Lingy and his wife don't, if they're driving along, don't be hearing this. Has not got hall pass. Got to work both ways.
You better pray he doesn't find your phone. Because there's some serious stalking.
Give a shout out to Cameron.
Because you quite like Cameron, don't you?
I do like Cameron.
I mean, if things were different.
Hey, you never know.
Here we go. Dentist Jane. There's a double date. Dentist Jane, Cameron Ling, me and the Yellow Wiggle.
I look in
this
the
will
mirror,
cheer you up.
What do I see? It's not a nurse's uniform, it's a dentist's uniform.
It's close enough. All right.
Dentists are a bit scary.
Let's boot this baby home.
All right.
Dash, whose number have you got on your phone?
G'day, guys. Oh, my dad has Rupert Murdoch's number.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
Okay.
Crikey.
That's high power.
All right. You win. We have a winner.
You win, Dash.
Do you want to send it to me?
No, it's going to be a no.
Do you know the reason why?
He was a business client of my dad's.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. Rupert Murdoch's. Jeez.
That's right up
the yard. He's doing pretty well. He's about 89 now, you know.
He'd have Putin on speed dial, I reckon.
Really?
Married to Jerry Hall.
He is married to Jerry Hall. He's done very well. Thanks, Dash, for that.
That'll kill him. If anything gets him, it'll be Jerry Hall. Death by Jerry Hall. Jackson. We'll take Jackson.
Yeah.
What do you got, Jackson?
Yeah, I've got Jimmy Page's number.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
No, you don't.
You got
That's
Jimmy Page. Give him a call. Put him on.
This is Sarah Dingham.
How?
Well, we used to sort of knock around. We were not like altar boys or anything, but we used to knock around back in Brunswick.
Jimmy Page in Brunswick?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he used to play pool with us and...
What was he doing in Australia playing pool?
You mean Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin, Jimmy Page?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well, we used to just
a bit nutty,
knock around. And this is back in probably 1994.
You don't sound that old, Jackson, though.
I am. I'm 28.
Real
Jackson,
old.
Welcome
idiot.
To our world, mate.
Get off, Jackson. Goodbye.
Thank you, Jackson.
See, Jackson had to go and ruin it.
And we will have one more. Dane. Hey, Dane.
How you going, guys?
Good. Who have you got in your phone that we should know about?
Stephen Bradbury.
Oh, there you go. You come up the last
Australian
minute.
Royalty.
That is Australian
and,
royalty.
And you've swooped in at the end and won it. What do you get? What does he get, Dave?
You get a prize. You get yourself a $100 fuel voucher there, Dane.
Oh, awesome. Thank
Stephen
you.
Good on you, mate. Well appreciate done, that. Everybody. Stay on the line, Dash. I'll be there for Rupert Murdoch's number. Thank you.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Big story floating around. This happens every so often. Rumours abound about the next James Bond. Idris Elba. The next James Bond, question mark. Actor fuels speculation with a cryptic tweet. Is he the first black James Bond? He's an Englishman. It's that time of year again. Listen to this. When Twitter goes into a frenzy over speculation, British actor Idris Elba will be the next James Bond. This time, however, it's the man himself fueling the fans, posting a cryptic tweet, riffing on the spy's famous catchphrase. He writes, "My name's Elba. Idris Elba." Well,
that's got to be.
And that's a pretty.
A big hint.
Well, otherwise you're just piss farting around, aren't
that's
you?
Right.
Otherwise you're firing up the nap bags for no good reason.
Well, the American film producer Antoine Fuqua stoked questions.
You can't say Fuqua. Right.
I knew you'd pick me up on that.
Yeah.
He told Britain's Daily Star that the boss of the Bond franchise, Barbara Broccoli.
Yep, Barb.
Barb had said, "It is time for a non-white actor to play Agent 007.
Barbara Broccoli, that's a daggy name,
that's
by the way.
Broccoli brothers.
Hello, Broccoli. Yeah. Which,
they presented
it. Broccoli. Barbara Broccoli.
Exactly.
I'm Peter Carrot. Hey, so
what are your thoughts?
Well, he's best known, by the way, if you don't know his work, for TV dramas The Wire and Luther.
Yep.
And he's done some work in the Marvel comic books. Now, you're a fan of this idea.
I'm a big fan. Also, Oprah Winfrey is a big fan. I think she went to Harry and Meghan's wedding with him. She accompanied him to the yes.
Oh, I'd love to see a pup
I'm
from the
litter. I'm all over it.
If you're unfamiliar with his work, this is the guy who could be the next James Bond.
Well, I think.
Little man, we're going to get all this sorted out. And hey, if this don't come up right, one way or another, you're going to pay for this.
Wait. Eddie on.
Wow.
I've ever seen James Bond in a drive-by before, but there you go.
It's very feisty.
Now, there's going to be a black James Bond, and the first one is, would he be your choice?
Well, I'm trying to think of someone else. Who do you think of?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, okay.
He'd be great, wouldn't he?
All right.
Enough is enough. I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. Everybody strap in. I'm about to open some windows.
I think it's time. That's good. That's cool.
I would love that.
Excellent.
Imagine Samuel L. Jackson in doing that in a dinner suit.
Yeah, of course.
A bit of this.
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
In that opening credits, in the circle with the gun.
He turns around slowly.
I like it. Or what about this guy?
I pity the fool, and I would destroy any man who tries to take what I got.
My name is T, Mr. T. Would you pay to see that?
I would.
Possibly. All right,
what about this guy?
What you talking about, Willis?
Isn't he passed on?
Gary
Coleman.
Gary Coleman.
Look, it was a short reign of terror.
It was a short reign of terror.
He got away with it, so
What about Kanye?
Oh, it's too many bizarre. Got any bizarre? I don't think I ain't saying she a goat. Hey! She ain't messing with no
broke. That's nice. I ain't saying she a goat.
She ain't messing with no broke. Goldfinger, that'd be good. Gold digger. What else we have? Octobooty. Octobooty. Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre, that'd be good. Man with the golden bling. Diamonds are forever, bitch. You only live twice, mother effer. The spy who went down on me.
Hey.
Oh,
whose suggestion was that?
Why do you have to go and ruin it?
Oh, well, one of the kids out there.
Can a black guy play James Bond? That would be like Camembert, Camembert, Camembund playing Shaft.
But why can't we?
Well, I don't know.
I think it makes quite sense. They have to, you know, what it's not all
My
about
name is
his
Bond,
background.
Jay-Z Bond.
Hey.
I don't know.
That's not bad.
No, I like it.
Have you got
like
the new
the
Bond
move.
Version? But no, the Bond theme music?
Yeah, take a listen.
baby.
Oh.
Hey, baby.
Did you make this?
Yeah. I've been putting down a few weeks.
Is that what you've been doing this afternoon while I was looking for my phone?
Yeah, I've been taking care of business, baby.
Yeah.
All right, you get the idea.
Yeah, I like that.
Black James Bond, are we ready?
I think we are.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy for the drive home.
Yeah, baby. I'd go and see it.
Pop a cap in your ass.
That's how us street people talk.
It doesn't feel
so threatening.
Dangerous Dave, that could be a Bond villain.
Yeah.
Look out, it's Dangerous Dave. He's in the Getz. The Getz could have. What kind of special powers would the Getz have?
Up to 80K.
It goes up to 80K.
Oh, no, look,
it's dropped a smoke bomb. No, that's just the exhaust pipe.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, speaking of bizarre vehicles, Perth has been. There's a great story coming out of Perth. It's illegal, so don't get too excited. But it does make me laugh. It's a bit of Australian mischief. It's a story that involves a picnic table that was motorised and driven through the wine-growing region. Here's how the report went down as it was first came to light in Perth.
A group of mates had to hitch a ride home from the Swan Valley after police impounded their motorised picnic table yesterday. The men were on a self-guided wine tour when police stopped them on West Swan Road and had the table towed.
Now, that's un-Australian, impounding someone's motorised picnic table in a wine-growing region. We have one of the perpetrators on the phone right now. Tim, are you there?
Yeah, man, sure am.
Hello, Tim. How are you? Now, let's get this straight. You were not over the limit at all. They did breathalyze you, yeah?
I went back to the station and.
So there was it. Now, talk us through when did you decide it would be a good idea for you and your mates to drive a motorized picnic table through the wine-growing region?
Something we'd be about for a while with just a bunch of mates, but the weather was just looking pretty good, so we decided to just might as well go in and do it.
All right. Now, is this the first time you've taken the picnic table out?
No,
Your Honour. And I think is the correct answer to
Tim, what's the how did it all come about? What's the origin of this picnic bench vehicle?
Well, actually, it's one of my mates from back in New Zealand. He was the one that designed it because I used to use it all around, going around the university. But this was the original build. He's actually made another. I think he's got build number 5 and 6 on the go at the moment.
Right. And did you take it through like a drive through at all, like to pick up your alcohol?
I have previously before, also through Mecca's drive through and
jeez.
Different occasions.
Okay, and what kind of looks were you getting on the way? I'm guessing you were going. What's the top speed on the picnic table?
Off the record, it'll probably do. It can do upwards of 70.
Oh wow, that's huge.
Really?
So there could have been a high speed chase on here between the cops and your picnic table.
It's probably more petrifying than anything.
The police helicopters got to get involved once it gets to about 70 k's, I reckon. That is unbelievable. Not far off.
And how many of you can it seat at a time?
It'll comfortably take 6, but yeah, 4 is like the ideal amount. the most we've had is 14.
You ever picked up a hitchhiker?
No, not as of yet, but a lot of people are keen to jump on board, as you'd imagine.
And did you get to the winery after all?
We had been actually to a couple prior to being pulled over. And
better on the way home than the way there, I'm guessing.
It wasn't too bad. We actually had just left one when we'd just been Goodwill when we got picked up.
Now, let me ask what the attitude of the cops were in this instance. They've put on the lights, they've pulled over a picnic table, they've wandered over. What's their attitude? What are you thinking at this point?
At the time, because we were actually on a bicycle footpath, just sort of, because we weren't speeding, we were just sort of ninnying along. We came up to a side road, and he just fully cut us off on his bike, and so I was just like, oh, drat.
Yeah.
Put down the Sauvignon Blanc driver.
Yeah, but they were actually really good. He did call for backup because there was a few of us on there, so there was 2 bikes and 4 cops and then a tow truck. But yeah.
What kind of engine is it? What's making it go?
It's just a engine out of like a Like a dirt bike, just a 250 dirt bike.
Well, it's a fascinating story. I've seen a guy drive a motorised esky. Did you have one of those, like a getaway vehicle or something? Or?
No, I don't know if they'd be able to keep up with the table, to be honest.
And they've impounded the table. When will you get it back?
I've actually got it back
now. Oh, you've got it back?
Oh,
yeah,
that's good.
A couple of my friends actually went and picked it up for me because I'm working out of town at the moment.
And what's the next trip you've got planned?
It's a little bit of a tricky one now because it's quite a iconic, so I don't really want to be seeing too much on it. But.
All right. Well, you'll have to take it out to, the street drags or something and see if you can get
it. Look,
it
tickles our fancy. It's a very, it's a pretty, well.
Next time we're in Perth, we want to go.
That's right.
Is what we're saying. We want to go on, let's call it a boozy lunch. On the table.
Sounds perfect.
We'll get a designated driver, of course.
Yeah, that's exactly
on the table,
it.
And we'll join you. Well done,
well
Tim.
Well done, yeah, we salute you.
And well done to the police, who sound like they've handled this in a very sensible and Australian fashion. Well done, all.
Yeah.
No one got hurt. Have a think about it. Like your style.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Fitzy, our boss, swung by the office. He goes, I want to speak to Jane about her band. What's it called? Nocturnal Emissions?
Now, would I be in a band called Nocturnal Emissions?
Nocturnal Emissions.
I would not.
There you go. What's that, a fart? That's a Nocturnal Emissions.
It just
makes me laugh because that'd be a reasonable name for...
Oh, yeah. I don't know where he got that from. It's hilarious.
Just come in and go, where's Jay's band, Nocturnal Emissions?
You'd set that on a Coachella poster, wouldn't you, somewhere?
Oh, yeah. You'd set yourself,
maybe.
You'd set yourself for Nocturnal Emissions.
Yeah.
What's your band called?
My band?
Yeah.
Oh, Harley Strong. Listen, I don't know why it's so amusing. I think it's really...
I'm highly strung.
Because we all played three instruments. It's double bass, violin, two guitars.
Gypsy King style.
No, we're not Gypsy Kings. We're cooler than that.
You know, what's that one?
It's Neil Young, and it was The Cure. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, we're eclectic.
Wouldn't have thought so.
Yeah, I would.
No, that's more Nocturnal Emissions. Who got me thinking? And this could be fun. 133353. What was your first band name? Or what's the best band name you've ever heard? And when you're first getting out of the blocks, there are some good ones when I was a kid floating. And my friends had two bands, one called Hieronymus Bosch, who's a very famous painter.
Right.
A very famous painter from somewhere like Raphaelite period.
Is that a bit pretentious for young schoolboys?
But well, 12 years old, how the hell did they do? Hieronymus Bosch, but it's a good name for a band. And the other one that they had was called Lunatic Fringe.
That's
a good one. Yeah.
That is a good name.
Kids thought they were on fire, had a little bunch of groupies floating around.
That's cool. I can't remember the bands.
Hey, guys,
I used to sort of go
Lunatic Fringe are playing down at Davies Bay Yacht Club. Get down there.
Let's smoke on the water. Let's hear it from Lunatic Fringe.
There'll be a 20-minute version of that from Lunatic Fringe. So we do this occasionally. You think back of all the good names. I Spit on Your Gravy, that was a good name for a band. Dave, you'd have a few.
Yeah, the Butthole Surfers.
The Butthole Surfers.
Always love that. That song called Pepper.
I don't mind the sun. Oh, yeah, I like this.
One you
I had them on my TV show.
That's a great song.
No kidding.
Yeah, I did.
Butthole Surfers?
Yeah. Oh, no, the Phantom Surfers I had.
Oh, right.
You're the butthole.
They were good. I beg your pardon?
Nothing. Hey, what was the Mum's one?
Drunk Mums.
Drunk Mums.
One you often mention is Kaja Gugu as well. I always think that's a good like name.
Kaja Gugu.
There's another, Wawani, but in America they used to call it Wawani.
Wawani?
Like on Solid Gold, she would go, and coming up next, Wawani.
Remember Without Hats? That was a good name.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good name for a band. Bat Piss. That's a Melbourne band.
It is.
Oh, it is too.
They often play around Melbourne.
Band called The House That Gloria Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Am I
that one?
Mate, friends of mine have got a band called Burns Unit.
What does that mean?
Bad. That's funny.
It is funny.
What are you doing tonight?
I like band names. People are calling up with them. We got Jacob on the line.
All right, yep.
Hey, Jacob, is this your band or a band you know?
It is my band.
Give them a plug.
Kid on a Leash.
Not bad.
That's a good look.
Yeah.
It's a good look.
What kind of music does Kid on a Leash perform?
We're punk rock kind of music, original punk rock.
Original punk rock.
Kid on a Leash. And do you have a kid on a leash? Do you let him go? Do you shave his head? Do you shave his head?
No,
you got a little kid with a mohawk?
I've got two that probably should be on leash at some point.
And when he plays?
It's got to be the big finish as a kid on a leash.
Yeah.
Oh, we actually played with Hamish and Andy. If he comes up, you can ask him. I gave him a CD and see what he did with it.
Kid on a leash?
We'll ask Andy about it.
Oh, Andy, that's probably how he crashed his car. Listening to Kid on a
Leash. Good on you, Jacob. Thanks for calling up.
Brett.
Hi, Brett.
There you go.
Yeah, good. What's the name of the band?
No, we had a band called Passing Solids.
Passing Solids.
How long did that take you sitting around thinking of that, Brett?
Oh, well, we all used to sit around on stools, you know, and we came up with a good name.
Sitting around on stools.
On stools.
Passing Solids.
Oh. I think you're on something.
Yeah, what were you like? Yeah. Some kind of Simon and Garfunkel type.
What music was it, Brett? What kind?
Folk. Like just rock covers. Just rock and roll
rock covers. All right.
Yeah. I like it. John, what's the band that's got you going?
G'day, guys. I used to love the name Not Drowning Waving.
Oh, hey, that's a good band.
Not Drowning Waving. I think they were okay, weren't they?
Yeah,
what was
they
their go?
Went all right.
Dave? Got anything?
I can find some. Give me a second. Not Drowning Waving.
Not Drowning Waving. Yeah. Okay, we'll have a look. Anthony, what do you got, buddy?
Well, when I was in high school, my first band, it was a punk rock band, and we were called Toxic Shock Syndrome.
That's very tasteful.
You wouldn't go on after Toxic Shock Syndrome.
You couldn't get that out today, you know.
Oh, exactly.
People would have a real thing about it, wouldn't they?
Give it a
go. It was pretty funny because all the guys thought it was cool and they didn't know what it was, but the girls, they knew what it was.
They didn't know how it was caused.
I'm a bit confused
Anthony.
Myself, to tell you
really?
The truth.
Really? Oh, I don't want to go there. Yeah.
Scotty, what do you got, buddy?
Mate, I was drunk in London back in 1998 walking through Camden and I came across a poster for a band called Suck Baby Suck.
All right, eh?
Did you ever hear them or you just saw the poster?
No, I just stole the poster and brought it home with me.
Ah, you're a good man. I tell you what we'll do. We'll go to song. Give us a call, 133353.
Yep.
If you've got anything, we'll take them just before we go to the news.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Talking about James' band, which was called Nocturnal Emissions.
No, it was not mine.
According to our boss. It was
he got a bit confused.
Highly Strung was
highly
the name
Strung
of
is the band.
I prefer Nocturnal Emissions.
Well, you can go and see them.
What about Dutch Oven? That'd be a good name.
Oh, good name.
You can see them too.
I'll go along and see Dutch Oven.
Me too.
That's a Dutch heavy metal band.
Yeah.
It is.
We're asking
about
what's the name of your first band or the band that you remember seeing around. Johnny, what's the band name?
It's Mum's Tennis Friends.
That's pretty good.
Well, what's the vibe? That feels like a TISM style band,
doesn't
it? Yeah,
it's a heavy metal band.
Are they?
Back about 15 years ago, yeah.
Oh, I like their style. What do they wear on stage? Tennis gear? Or?
Yeah, actually, good.
I like it. Mum's Tennis Friends. Johnny,
thanks, Johnny.
You got the ball rolling.
Hello, George.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, run us through some of your favourite band names from your past.
Yeah, so we had... I was in a few bands. I was in Incinerator. I was in Desecrate. That was up to year 10. And then we went a bit more mainstream and had Bean Feast.
Bean Feast?
What a shame. What are you playing at this stage, George?
Bean Feast, well, we sort of started to cover a bit of Pearl Jam and our original track, Brown Racing Terry. Brown Racing Terry actually took down Xavier Rudd in the Battle of the Band.
No kidding.
Took him down. So he was singing a bit of Bono at that stage.
Right,
so.
A bit of Bono. Bean Feast had got him.
Jeez.
Yep. Oh, I like
good
it.
Good on you, George.
Well,
thanks
Bean
for calling.
Feast.
We
if
like
they ever
that.
Reform, I'll be out and about. Don't you worry about that. Gaz, what do you got, buddy?
Mate, it's a band I saw in the 80s up on the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah.
I still live here. It was called Victor and the Grasscatchers.
That's good. Oh, that sounds good.
They were actually a good, just a pub rock covers band, and they were Twonton pub, just 80.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Where is that? On the Central Coast? Big hello to Sunny everyone Coast. Up there. Who's
yeah,
up there?
Yeah.
That's Mix 92.7 on the Sunshine Coast. Yeah.
Oh, sunshine. That's See it. You up there.
Yeah.
All right.
I've heard it's about 20 degrees up there today.
It's a great part of the world.
Why aren't we doing it from there?
We should.
Can we go up and do a week of shows from the Sunshine
let's
Coast,
do it.
Please?
Easy.
Make it happen.
Done. Let's go to our next caller.
Matt, what do you got?
G'day, Matt. Hey,
Matty. Hi. How are you?
Good,
yeah, what's the name of the band?
Shed House.
Shed House.
Shed House.
Okay. Is this, how long ago was this?
Oh, we've been going for about 5 years.
Gosh, you're still in it.
Is this your band?
Yeah, just a take on how good we are.
Shed House.
That's awesome.
Yeah. There was a band that went out around back in the day called Free Beer.
That's right,
just to
I remember
advertise that.
That
at pubs, free beer.
Yeah.
Daniel, what's the name of the band, mate?
Hey, guys, it's Shopping Trolley Fist Fight.
Oh, I'd go and see them. What do they play? What are they up to?
We're a heavy metal band in Geelong.
Awesome.
Shopping Trolley Fist Fight. What's the origin of that?
Well, we were sitting around trying to think of a band name, and one of the guys had a theory that The first two words have to have something to do with each other. The second two words have to have something to do with each other, but neither of them have anything to do with each other.
Right, how late into the night was this, Daniel? And
how many beers
is it
down?
Working for you?
Yeah, no, it was pretty early in the morning.
I like light. It. Where are you playing next? You give it a plug.
We are playing at the Workers Club in December in Geelong.
Great. Beautiful. Plenty of time it's to get plug. It right. Yeah. Well done. Richie, what's the band?
Very popular 90s band, Mickey, right up your alley, mate, called Knob Tang.
Oh, jeez. All right. Which part of Australia?
In Bendigo, mate. Victoria.
They used to own Bendigo. Knob Tang, I would have thought. Let's try for one more. Barry, who have you got?
I'm 63 years old. I'm going back about 30 years. I went to a pub in Grafton.
Yep. Yeah.
The band was called Dick and the Swingers.
All right.
And yep. Their number one album was I Got a Longin' For You.
Right. All right.
That's awesome. Was it a bit of country involved there, Barry, or what?
Right, thanks, guys.
All right, well done, mate. All right, Barry's wound himself up
finished
there.
Up with us.
Great stuff.
Plenty of suggestions coming through on Twitter as well. Keep them coming through at Kennedy Malloy. Andy Lee next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it promises to be massive, if I can say that, on radio these days. Guess what? Mick and Jane gone wild. There's a terrible story that needs to be addressed about...
I don't even think I can be in here when we read it out.
A vet who had a bad day at the office. Cut a long story short, euthanized the wrong dog.
That's really stuff that upsets me.
Well,
but we've got some happy animal stories too, haven't we? Really?
I know, but that's the one we're going to go with.
Oh, okay.
Because that doesn't happen every day, does it? Hey, got a fair bit of explaining to do. How was your day at the office?
That's when you get things super wrong.
Wasn't the easiest. 7-Eleven serving alcohol. Now, hallelujah, happy day. Is this the end of civilization as we know it? I'm across it.
I would celebrate that.
I'll be there at the opening.
Will you?
I'll cut the ribbons. I'll see you there, Jane Kennedy.
That sounds excellent. We've got lots of other... Look at... you've been with your socials and,
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start with our guest who's back on the box tonight with True Story, which...
So good.
Well, it went off in fine style last week. Andy Lee!
Hello, Andy.
How are you, Andy?
Good, mate. I feel like there's enough water under the bridge. The last two times I've been in here, you and I have been at each other.
We have. I mean, I don't know what it's all about. We're like two bulls in a...
Exactly.
But why? Because you've been a bit funny about, wine and things like that.
You're stealing my bottle of wine.
Now, and I understand you've lost your phone. And Sam is now texting your husband. Like, he's the conduit to you.
Yes, because...
And I just got Sam just to send nudes.
Oh, you did not. I can't remember Rob's number. That's the reason why. I can't remember any numbers. I don't know any of my kids' numbers.
You're all over the shop today.
I am all over the shop, aren't I?
I mean, normally you're pretty good at...
But I haven't cried, so that's one thing.
That'd be a good one.
Oh, do you reckon you're a chance?
Yeah, I reckon
get
I
it out. Oh. Get don't, it out. No. Well, this would be great. Have you ever been here for this?
No, I just missed the last one.
When she blows up.
Yeah,
there's no greater sight in show business than Jane on the block.
I want to talk happy stories, and let's go to happy stories first with Andy.
Before we get there, I just want to say we started the whole show, we were talking about Jane's phone, and we said who should be worried the most. Whose number's in that phone? Who's the biggest name you can think of?
Harvey Weinstein.
If that phone falls into the wrong hands, you could be in trouble. And then I got the game going because you did this once on Triple M Cricket and
I was
coming in behind you. You were already on air and you start talking about you made everyone get their phones out and said, who's the most famous person you've got
in
your
phone?
I had Kerri-Anne Kennelly, which I thought was going to
That was Trump.
That's a Trump card.
Sweet the pool. I laid it down and said, read them and weep, boys. Read them and weep. But you had a couple of beauties.
I had Jason Day, which got them excited.
Yeah.
We liked that. That was
Number one golfer in the world at the time. When I got, here's an embarrassing story about with Jason, right? I played the Australian Pro-Am Golf last year with him, right? And we were getting along really well. And he said, oh, Andy, if you're ever over in America, I'd love to take you out for a game. Here, I'll give you my number.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, fantastic. Great. Got his number. And I've got off the course and I've jumped in the car and I wasn't driving, but I've jumped in the car and I've got on the phone and I've got all the photos of Jason and I from the day to send to my family and sent them straight to him.
That's really stalkery, isn't it? Like, oh.
Seven pictures. I opened up our text messaging together with just seven pictures of us having fun.
Clinger.
he wrote back, yeah, mate, it was a great day, wasn't it?
Enough now.
Yeah, maybe don't call me again.
Yeah, he's changed his number.
But you did have another number, didn't you? That there was another.
Oh, no, I thought you had, what's her name? What did I say? Taylor Swift.
No, Taylor Swift. Ed Sheeran would be a big one for the pop
hello.
World.
Oh, hello. That's pretty big.
And then Hugh Jackman would be my Hollywood trunk card.
Yeah, that's excellent.
That's awesome. Very nerdy bunch.
I beg your pardon?
No. They are great. Ed Sheeran's a very good.
Having a go at the Wolverine. The Wolverine. Mate, watch your back.
You cannot go to Wolverine.
Mate, yeah, I've got, who did I say?
He's also had a go at the boy from
home. Kerry and Kenley. Jeez, mate, what kind of crowd are you running with? Hey, I'm now, and the other thing we've been talking about is band names. And this has been fantastic because everyone's been reminiscing about their first band and what they were called. You've been in a number of bands. What would you have in the back catalogue?
We were 600 mil.
600 mil? Yeah, okay, now you go me about Harley Strong.
The Buddy Kohler had just come out, the 600 mil, so everyone was calling things.
600 mil!
It wasn't great.
What songs were you playing then? Were you playing with your brother?
Yeah, covers. We had three cover bands, Water Cooled, 600 mil. I don't know why they're water themed. And Three Below Zero. They were the three. And then we went to Zoo Fight was the name
Zoo
of
Fight.
The first, I like first original that. Band.
Fight's a good name.
Zoo.
Well, and then the reason we got that is we played a gig without a band name and the chef had just put our board out. You know, he puts the board out, the band playing, and he just wrote that name on it. Because he just wrote a name because he wanted to get people in live music and wrote Zoo Fight.
That's hilarious.
And then some people seemed to like music, so we're like, this is what we're called now.
Zoo Fight.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to see Zoo Fight.
What was in your repertoire of Zoo Fight?
Well, that was all originals.
Really?
Yeah. And now we're called the Higgs.
The Higgs.
Still
playing a band.
The Higgs are playing around.
I like it.
Hey, will you let us know when you're playing? We'll give them a shout out.
Okay, that'd be
good. In the meantime, you've got your hands full with the launch of the second series of True Story, which got off in fine style last week. Bloody good with the help
of
your other half.
But I mean, obviously, I'm doing the huge shows, the number one shows like you guys.
Sure.
But Hamish and I also thought we'd look after the little guy.
Now, explain what you mean with this.
Yeah. You mean in promoting the shows?
Yeah.
Because you've done a lot of interviews, I believe.
Did you do 100 interviews? Did I hear that? That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Honestly.
But part of that was we thought, God, all the big publications, you know, your Fairfax Media, News Corp, all that stuff, we'll do them.
Yahoo,
your Today Show, et cetera, The Current Affair.
Yeah.
But we thought if you've got a publication, no matter how small it is, we would do your show as well.
That.
So we had, we did 3.5 hours of interviews. We had about 35 slots and they all came in. I think I got a little snippet for you.
So we're here from Parramatta Salvation Army.
Oh, great.
Weekly newsletter called The Parramattas.
So I am a quilt blogger. I run a Facebook group for a playgroup.
Coco and the Fudge is our wrestling podcast.
Okay, I'm going to level with you. I don't have anything very exciting. Only like 5 people read it.
That's great.
I think you're in for the most boring interview of your life.
No. What is it?
I just sent a little family newsletter to my mum and dad and friends back home.
Terrific.
I've got a sailing podcast.
So I'm for a radio show called Get Folks.
I'm the CEO and head writer of a Sydney snorkeling blog called sydneysnorkeling.blogspot.
I read it all the time.
Oh, you love it?
Yeah.
Great. If you're going to walk the walk, snork the snork.
Very good stuff.
Okay. Mirrabooka District Advertiser, Central Victoria. So what can you tell me about Maribor?
Andy got a girl pregnant in that area one time. Will you tell us the story?
I didn't get a girl pregnant. Did you get any girl pregnant?
Okay. Of course you didn't.
Yeah. So I thought...
They made that the headline. Andy Lee clarifies, did not get a girl pregnant in this district despite rumours.
Love it. Writing it down.
Is Dalesford in the Maribor region?
Was she from Dalesford, was she?
Come on. He's a reporter. He wants to know the facts.
Some hard-hitting stuff in there.
Hamish got a little weary about the 2.5 hour mark and started making things up.
He's a troublemaker.
But I like that a lot.
That stuff sticks, though.
Andy, can you hang around? I've got some more to talk about with you. We'll be back.
More with Andy after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy
Malloy.
Andy Lee in studio. By the way, true story with Hamish and Andy airs tonight, Channel 9, 8:40.
Bang, check are you in out. Tonight's episode? We know you're asking the questions because you told us when you were promoting this that you might bob up occasionally or during the series. I saw you last week.
You got it.
We saw you were in the operating
surgery, you and Hamish. I've gone, I've seen your big bonce behind the...
My mum and dad didn't see me. No family members saw me.
Bang. I said, have a look at that.
Yes, Mickey.
Have a look at those.
You're even having a bit of a giggle in it, I think. I
know. There's a bit of lairising going around in the operating theatre.
Because Hamish didn't know understand the idea of extra that wasn't actually... He kept breaking up the scene by passing things directly over the lead actors. And we're like, okay, there's a reason why you're
tonight's
here.
Tonight's storyline looks really funny. Yes. We don't want to blow it.
Now, tonight's storyline...
Give us the premise. What are you up to?
A cat arrives dead in a pet's pack at a regional airline.
Well, sounds hilarious.
The family is coming to pick up their family pet 2 days later.
Oh, okay.
And the regional airline decide they're going to try and replace it.
They take matters into their own hands. Yes.
This actually happened. We obviously, they're all true stories, but when it came in, the guys thought, oh, this is going to be an urban myth. And it took them 4.5 months to track down the actual guy who did it.
Who did it?
And he's on tonight.
And he was the guy who worked at the regional airline. Was he the one?
No, he lived at an animal refuge centre. So he wasn't. He didn't have anything to do with the business. He just was boarding there, and that's when the airline called him.
Yeah,
and said,
hey, we need a cat.
Yeah.
There's a bit of firepower on deck tonight. You've got Sam Edmonds, Ann Edmonds, who we had on we had on yesterday, and Sam Pang. Who's you are terrible. Was he difficult on set? Because I know he's notoriously hard to deal with.
We've kept him to 2 words and 6 seconds.
Oh, that's wise.
How many takes? It'll be 150 with it.
Yeah, no, Pang, he's not the focus. And we didn't say that to his face.
But, I mean, only when he turns up.
When your character name is Baggage Handler... When you actually don't have a name.
I know. I've noticed Dave Lawson, who's a buddy of ours. He's also in Utopia, and he features. Is he in this year?
Yes, Dave Lawson is fantastic.
Oh,
if people haven't seen him in Utopia, you'd know him from the Toyota ads.
Yeah,
of course. With he's Steve a very, very Cohen. Funny man.
He's a very funny guy.
His style.
And we can't wait to see it. That
and
is on.
Georgia Love tonight.
Georgia Love, fantastic.
In what capacity?
Well, there's this guy.
Hot chick.
I think that might have been what it is. There's a guy.
Baggage handler, hot chick.
Alan is a fisherman, and that's why we couldn't find him. He likes to spend a lot of time at sea, and he has his own charter business, and that we made up an ad for his charter business
back in
the
day.
And Georgia Love is the
brilliant.
Is in the ad.
Now, it'll be on after the block.
Yes, when they put their...
The juggernaut, that is the block. It'll be 8:30, 5:40, around there.
Oh, gosh.
Hang in there and watch it.
Get in there. Yeah.
When they
get
put
involved.
Their spades down.
Good Australian comedy.
Yes.
Bang! Straight out there. Now, you've got something
Speaking of construction, I don't build that well myself, Mick. I
try. No need.
I thought you'd be handy.
I try at times, and then
a bit of tradie.
Then
here.
There's things out of my scope, and plumbing is one of them.
Yeah, well, always feel free to call me.
Or Tradie Janie.
I'll be on. Tradie Janie, and I'll send one of my vans. Let's not get into that now.
Let's not.
So I had a delivery guy coming. I was sitting at home, a delivery guy coming, and they give you that window.
Yeah.
Like they think no one's got anything to do, and like, we'll come between 8 and 12. You're like,
yes.
Are you sure?
Right.
And I had the plumber coming again between 8 and 12.
Mm. Yep.
Doorbell rings, open the door. Suzuki Swift there. The guys just popped out of there, and I'm like, this must be the courier.
Right.
And I said, thanks, mate. Where do I sign? He's like, what are you talking about? I said, where do I sign? Where's the package? He said, no, I'm here to do the plumbing.
Oh.
Jeez.
Oh. And I said, but you're driving a Suzuki Swift.
It doesn't compute.
I said, is the truck in the garage? Like, did one of your mates borrow your proper plumbing car?
Is this the new age thing?
Well,
Suzuki Swift.
I don't know, but I judged a man by his car.
You did.
And I felt bad.
Well,
but I thought as a game
today.
But
I understand what you were doing.
Yes.
You were profiling. a plumber.
I thought as a game today on Kennedy Malloy, are there people that break the stereotypes or do people traditionally drive who they are? Does it live their
very
personality?
Very interesting.
So I want people to call up on 133353.
And what?
Just tell us what car they drive.
And then the three of us will work out what they do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or who they are.
All right.
Dave, what do you drive?
I drive a Hyundai Getz.
Yeah, that's a sad story. Yeah. That is.
A lady's hairdresser's car.
All right, you did
it. Be my guess.
That's how the game goes. Give us a call, 1-3-3-5-3.
Do it next.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Andy Lee is in studio with us as well, doing a little game on the radio.
Andy, what have you cooked up?
We're going to see if we can judge a person by their car.
All right.
Get people calling in on 1-3-3-5-3. They're just going to tell us the car model.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And between the three of us, we'll be able to tell them their exact life.
This is going to be pinpoint. Spooky.
Luke, kick us off.
Yeah. G'day, guys. How are you?
Really good, Luke.
What kind of car? What are you rocking around in?
I drive a 98 black Toyota Celica.
Ooh, a Celica.
Delivered home. I'm going to say that's your mum's car.
No, you're going to go first.
I've done it. He lives at home. Right. It's his mum's car.
Celicas were hot to drop in 98. I reckon you were a bar owner. And the bar didn't go so well. That's why you're still getting around in the 98 Toyota.
And now you live in it, and you've got suits that you change into that you hang in the back.
Jane?
I think you're a fitter and turner.
Fitter and turner.
Luke, what are you?
Luke?
I work with racehorses on a stable hand.
Okay.
Well, you should have told us you had a float attached. Then we would have got it.
Exactly.
Well, that's interesting.
Toyota Celica is what they use in the Fast and the Furious in Tokyo Drift. How is he getting sideways into the stables, is he? Okay, Stewie.
It's a 98 Toyota Celica, I think.
Stewie. Right.
Oh. Stewie.
Stewie, yeah. Yeah. What do you drive, Stewie?
2001 Porsche 911.
Ooh, 911 Porsche.
All right.
911.
Real estate agent.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
What colour is it?
Silver.
Yeah, you only recently bought it, mate, because all real estate agents are trying to look wealthier than they are. And I think that's exactly what's in store.
Right. Stewie, I'm going to say you're in the Apex gang. You've stolen that Porsche.
I'm going to say you're a bookie.
Oh,
oi.
I like that.
The horses from the last part.
Yeah, what is it?
Stage lighting guy. Stage lighting technician.
Stage lighting.
Wow.
Get into the stage lighting game, everybody.
Wow, I like that.
It's Porsche.
Yeah. Good one, Stewie. Okay.
I was going to say you own kittens, but just didn't get there.
It's
all right.
Got a Donna.
Donna.
Hello.
Hi, Donna.
How are you?
Tell us your car and we'll guess what you do. Mm.
A white 2018 Soccer Mum Ford Escape.
Well, she said Soccer Mum.
Well, Soccer Mum,
The Ford Escape means I think she has a family.
Yeah.
I think she has at least two kids.
Yep.
And I think you work a sensible job in finance.
I think you own a hair extension salon.
Jesus. If that's right, that'll be the all time. That's a 1,001.
I reckon you cause a lot of trouble at school pickup. Donna, what do you do?
I drive a truck.
Oh, wow.
Truck driver.
She's a truck driver. That's her day car.
Do you have kids, Donna?
I've got three.
I knew it.
There you go.
Good
on you.
We've come a cropper there.
Yes.
This is a good game, but terrific, but very difficult.
Stacey,
Hello
to you. What are the wheels that you've got?
I've got a 2015 200 Series Land Cruiser.
This is easy.
Oh, yeah?
You murder backpackers. I've seen this. I've seen this before. This is your classic go-to.
And you can make a good living.
Oh, totally. Yeah, you get a bit of off-road.
I thought you might have been Russell Coit's offside.
Russell Coit.
Are we getting warm, Stacey?
Afraid not.
Okay.
What do you got, Jane?
What about an interior designer?
Ooh, Stacey?
No.
To fit all the furniture in, what do you do?
I work in finance. I work for Commonwealth Bank.
All right. So it's your escape. she's giggling to that. Yeah.
All right. Bank, Amanda. Wasn't a popular one.
We are 0 from 4. Amanda.
Come on, Amanda.
Hi, guys. I drive a 2017 Kia Carnival.
Mm. Oh, are you a grid girl?
What was your first car? Yours was a Nissan Vitara.
It was a Suzuki Vitara.
White.
Right. Yeah.
Carnival, white. Plenty of seating.
Yeah, lots of
Carnival.
Seats.
So she's obviously got a big family, I would say, and I think that you're a primary school teacher as well.
No.
Gosh.
Amanda, what are you?
We own three pizza shops. We had to get a big car because we started getting these 200 and 300 pizza deliveries, so we literally had to get a van.
Do you have a phone on the roof? I mean, you could have given us a hint.
Hang on, 200 or 300
pizza deliveries.
God, so business is booming, Amanda, I presume.
Yes, we're doing good. Well, our biggest delivery ever was apparently the record in Australia. We did 612 pizzas in one delivery.
To one delivery? Yeah. Was that Matt Preston's house? what are you doing? Wow. Hey, we've got to break that. We should do that. We should have a pizza party.
That is. Well done, Amanda. We'll finish it up with Lyndon.
Lyndon.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Lyndon, what's your car?
I love the show, first of all, guys.
Good on you.
All right, an SS late model or recent model V8 Holden Ute Redline Edition.
Oh, I've got that. Wow.
Okay.
Sommelier. It's got to be something.
Sounds like it.
We've got to get one right. Are you a chippy?
Sorry, what was that?
Are you a chippy?
No, I'm not a chippy.
Okay.
You sell auto parts on the black market.
Ooh, that's getting warmer, surely, Lyndon.
Not even close.
Are you a chef?
No.
Oh, jeez.
Lyndon, are you a stereotype buster as well, are you?
Yeah.
You better help us. What do you do?
A copper.
I am in magazine publishing and ad sales.
Oh, wow.
And you drive a Holden ute. Do you have a dog
in
the back?
I like a style.
Why do you need the ute?
Oh, I just didn't want it left. I didn't want Holden to stop manufacturing V8s and never own one, so I bought one.
Ah, good on you.
All right, well done, Lyndon. Yeah. Oh, that was fun.
That's a good game.
I don't know how good. I think we got two. Can we say we got two?
I think we got zero.
Two.
All right. Well done, Andy.
Thank you, guys.
Tonight, true story, Channel 9, after the block.
Don't forget to watch it.
Thank you, guys.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Thanks to Milwaukee, maximising runtime and performance never seen before on the job site.
Did you know the professionals swear by Milwaukee?
I've heard that.
So for my fleet, and they're only for professionals, not for the amateurs. So for my fleet of tradie Janie vans, I'm going to have Milwaukee in them all.
I've already commissioned them.
I beg your pardon?
It's already happening because it's only for professionals.
Not even for professionals, the top 1%, the top gun.
It's the only one that tradie Janie would use.
You know the top gun, which is the top 1%?
Yes.
That's the Milwaukee bunch.
Well, professionals swear by them. We're not
interested otherwise. No. Milwaukee are cutting the cord on the job site.
Yes.
They there's no cords, there's no leads. You don't have to plug it in.
You are free range.
Yeah.
Off you go, toots.
Look out.
You can head off with your Milwaukee. And then, you know, when I've got the Milwaukee in the hand, it's like an extension of my arm.
I can imagine.
I am. I feel like a...
like Iron Man.
Like Robocop or Iron Man or something.
It's
a chick magnet.
That's what it is.
Is it?
It's a chick magnet.
Chicks like dudes with
chicks. Like dudes with Milwaukee tools in their hands.
That's why I think they should run with Milwaukee. You're home and hose, lads.
Hey.
If you're on the Milwaukee, the heavy lifting is done.
Bang.
By some of the cutting edge technology these guys specialise in.
Available at authorised Milwaukee retailers. And you know where they are. They're everywhere.
Joints, the top shelf. Mm. The coup de grace.
You're not going to get a sausage at these places. I'll just let you know.
You're not going to get a sausage.
You might get caviar.
You might pick up. There'll be hot chicks everywhere. Plus they know the Milwaukee's about. Good on you, lad.
Your new way to drive home.
As heard on 103.5 Triple M on the Fraser Coast, which is Maribara and Hervey Bay in Queensland, we thank you for being a part of the show.
Hey, Jane, we don't go to many openings, but this is one I think we'll be at. Convenience giant 7-Eleven are going to start serving alcohol.
Well, I'm trying to work out if that can come out of a machine as well, you know,
like a
Slurpee.
Like a vodka Slurpee?
Or a rosé.
Is that what they're doing?
A frosé.
Wine in a can.
Wouldn't mind that.
Yeah. Right,
next to the Red Bulls,
yeah, exactly.
There's a wine in a can. It's
very big news.
Shouldn't they stay in their lane? I mean, you have a think about it. Would you want Dan Murphy starting to serve shithouse pasties? I mean, is that what you're looking for?
Or donuts?
I've often wondered about this because they do this overseas, don't they? You can go you can get them like McDonald's.
Yeah. Well, you can go into pharmacies overseas and get
milk bars and stuff.
Yeah.
In France, they serve alcohol in a McDonald's.
They do
all that. But I've always thought, well, 7-Eleven, the idea is you go there when you're pissed, don't you? Usually you're drunk and you go I need something
always
really terrible to eat. But now you can go there, do the lot, get drunk.
You get more than beer, get lots.
Well,
it's not quite what it seems,
though. What are you talking about? Yeah, the only reason to go to 7-Eleven is to buy a very late anniversary present, birthday present, Mother's Day present.
Yeah. Again.
And now you can pick up a six-pack.
I wonder why you're single. Listen, you can...
Are they not serving it?
No, because they've actually acquired a new company called Tipple. And Tipple is the place that brings you grog when you want it.
Hang on. How long has this been going on?
Ages. Catch up. I've got lots of friends into Tipple.
Why are all my vans being committed to Tradie Jane when they could be delivering alcohol?
Well, you should invest in
Tipple?
This. Yes.
What?
They've tipped themselves in. You know, 7-Eleven, the chain, is 91 years old.
Really?
That's a long... That is really remarkable, isn't it? Anyway, Tipple was found in 2015.
That was a fascinating little detour, wasn't it?
I just saw that and I thought it's 91. A long time.
Oh, okay.
You know, to have a 24-hour 7-Eleven.
I think you need a Tipple. I think you're due.
Listen.
Somebody, 7-Eleven, send around a van.
Quick.
Triple
send
M.
The truck. Yeah.
Send us, back up the Tipple van.
Tipple M.
No.
Tipple M.
This is their business model and platform apparently work very well for 7-Eleven. That's why they have tippled in.
This is gold. Mm. Well, I want in on this action. They like the Gatorade vehicles that deliver the drinks at lunch.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
But depending on what you order, is that what comes around? Like a giant van that looks like a bottle of something?
Well, could be. Right. Well, there you go. So people, I wonder if people still get, you know, use Tipple a lot. I think they do. As I said, a lot of my friends
7-Eleven,
do.
7-Eleven, why would they buy in if no one's using it?
No, yeah. I know. It's got to be.
What are you saying? They're a bunch of idiots down at 7-Eleven.
I've just realised how many times I could have called Tipple and didn't.
You seem distracted.
Exactly.
Oh, how good would it be to get Tipple on speed dial?
It's easily done, isn't it?
All right. So do cigarettes?
That's interesting. Possibly not. That might be on the no-go list.
What's the point?
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We've covered a bit of ground today.
Sure, we've had
a bit of fun. We've had a couple of very good guests. Andy Lee, he's on tonight.
Has been
true
fun.
Story. He's been great. Tim, who drove a motorised picnic table around wine growing regions of WA.
I've appealed to someone who's got my phone.
How are we going? Have we got a phone update?
No, there's no luck. No luck.
People in the
morning. You can't open it.
Do you know what you should do? Not get another phone. We should see how long you can go without a phone.
Yeah, my life will really do well without that.
I'm going to do it. We're going to not have a chain on phone. Just going to turn up.
Do you feel like, because, you know, you always carry around your device and it's part of you. Do you feel like you're just missing something?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Right. Here we go.
It's affecting me greatly.
I've got
lots of people I need to get back to today. I've got lots of things. I'm a busy woman.
Okay. All right. So I'll settle down.
I've got my damn phone.
Well, you don't have it, so do you want to send any messages now? Do you want to do it? Do you want to say, hi, Mum, come round, pick up the washing. Dad, don't do that.
If Julie's listening, I'll call you tonight.
Julie, righto.
On what?
I don't even have a hard line.
You wouldn't know
how to get that music right now.
Jane, you've been a little trooper today. You really have. And I'm so proud of you. Some
you
people would have lost it and you didn't.
After
you
moving just, house.
You just sold it all.
Anything else doesn't even
so
hit the sides. No, you're not going to make me cry.
Come here, Jane.
No.
I just want to give you a big hug.
Mickey.
You're a special person.
Yeah.
You are. Do you know what you are? You're one in a million.
No, when you say I'm a special person, you always use inverted commas.
You're a giant among women.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to work.
I'm really proud of you.
And that phone's got lots of numbers in it, too.
The way you've conducted yourself today.
I hope they can't answer.
You learn a lot about people when they're under pressure, Jane Kennedy.
That's true.
But today, you rose to the occasion.
Yeah.
I just think.
I am not going to cry.
You soared.
Turn the music off.
Like a giant. God, Jane.
I'm not going to. Listen. It's really lovely seeing you in this mode, and I'd like to bottle it.
Close. We gave it a go.
Yeah. Didn't cry.
Ah. I'm a trooper.
You really are.
Give me back my phone, asshole.
Oh, honey badgers on the show tomorrow. We've got Lawrence Moody and more. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, Kennedy Malloy then.
That was some Kennedy Malloy for you. Now get around performance never seen before on the job site. Check out the latest from Milwaukee at your nearest authorised Milwaukee retailer.